about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Prepare to move some magnetic particles, baby.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Well, if you want a good Liz, read this.
What is it?
A list I made in the fifth grade of the things I wanted to have done by the time I turned 50.
Oh, my God, this is adorable. Go to Disneyland, ride in an airplane, kiss Peggy Fleming.
Done, and oh boy, done.
There's only one left. Be friends with Batman.
There's still a couple of hours. Jonathan, could you get Adam West's agent on the phone, please?
But on the list of important things that you've done, you peaked in 1960, what was that, over 8? 1969?
Kevin, I don't like your choice of words.
Adam West! Hey, kids, Batman!
Dad, that's not the real Batman.
Of course I'm Batman. See, here's a picture of me with Robin.
Who the hell's Robin?
And now,
I know, right?
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. And it's a Thursday morning. How's everybody doing today?
Come on.
You don't really need the headphones
was
to
I
talk.
On time
You're
or
right.
Not?
You just start.
Right.
Technically and barely. Mm-hmm. Yes. I guess.
I've never cut it closer. And for me, that's saying something.
If you can be here at 5:29 and 50 seconds, why can't you be here at 5:29 and in 0 seconds?
See, that's the problem with logic, is that it doesn't work for me. It makes perfect sense. I don't know.
I think this is awesome because now you have a new goal. How do you beat this time and yet still be on the air on time?
I left this morning at 5:29, and it's a 25-minute drive.
That's pretty strong.
Wow.
Maybe not 5:29.
It's pretty strong. All right, we're going to take your calls for the Kevin and Bean What It Do Nephew for a Thursday at 1-800-520-1067. Hey, let's get the difficult stuff out of the way first. Do we know if we're going to have Ralph Garman? Have we heard from Mr. Garman in San Diego?
That I don't know.
We have, but...
Because if Mike just left the room, that doesn't help, I guess.
They're working on settings
right
now. But he is there.
I was going to say hello
the night.
And find out how the pre-party went last night, but I guess he'll tell us that when he's here for a Showbiz Beat in a few minutes. So 1-800-520-1067, that's the number. You can give us a call, get on the air. Love to hear from you if you're going to Comic-Con, too, because this is day one of our two-day Comic-Con extravaganza here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, here's an unbelievable story.
Can 2 days be an extravaganza?
Absolutely.
At that place? I think so.
Certainly it can.
All right.
Here's a great story. Guy meets a woman on the street in Jerusalem, introduces himself as Daniel. They start to talk. They're both young people around, you know, late 20s. They hit it off. They go upstairs. They have sex. Well, she finds out after the fact that his name isn't really Daniel and that he's not Jewish.
Uh-oh.
And she's super Jewish and super religious.
Uh-oh.
And doesn't date or have sex with guys who aren't Jewish.
Right.
So she goes to the police and turns him in. They arrest him on a rape charge.
What?
Even though rape by deception is the charge, even though it was completely consensual sex because he misrepresented himself and she would not have had sex with him if she knew that he was not Jewish.
If there was no way for guys to misrepresent themselves, they would never get laid.
That is true, number one. And number two, how super religious is she if she just met a guy
and then ran back to bed?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Well, her lawyer's defense was I gotta find this. If she hadn't thought the accused was a Jewish bachelor interested in a serious romantic relationship, she would not have cooperated.
Oh, God, this is such BS.
This is BS.
What do you think about that, though? But Kevin's right. Every guy who claimed to own a house or have a job or not have a kid. I mean, there's lots of things that guys say to become more attractive to the woman they're trying to woo.
Of course.
You can't put them all in jail for rape by deception.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to give us a truth test on everything we say, we're screwed. We're not screwed.
What you hope is that you charm us so much that when we found out the truth, we stuck around
anyway.
Then you
go, well, he seems like a good guy anyway, even though he lied to me on 7 different occasions.
Yeah. But
he's sweet. Crazy story, though, right?
And they
make reference in this article, by the way, to similar cases, including a court in Massachusetts, this one in the United States, where a man was acquitted after masquerading as his twin brother in order to have sex with the man's wife.
All right.
How about that?
Now we're getting somewhere.
Okay, now that I could kind
of
see.
Yeah, of course, because you're representing someone else.
Yeah.
Let's check in and see if we have Ralph now. Do we have Ralph?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, there
Hello
you are.
There.
How about that?
What's up, guys?
Hi.
How's San Diego, dude?
You guys are really harshing my Comic-Con mellow, I'll tell you something.
Why? What happened?
This whole work business, having to get up and
be here
and stuff.
Yeah.
I got things to do.
Yeah, I know. You got a lot of things to do.
I got action figures to play with.
And that's a euphemism, or it's not a euphemism in this
case?
No,
it's not a euphemism, no.
How was the... We're going to get right to your calls at 1-800-520-1067, but how was the party last night? You were very excited about the pre-Comic-Con kickoff bash.
Yeah, well, it's actually just a preview night of the Comic-Con. They open up the floor early at 6 o'clock, 6 to 9, the night before. So if you are one of the chosen few, you get to kind of see everything before it actually happens today.
Nice.
Wow.
So I was able to work the floor and see what was going on this year and what the people were showing, all the networks and all the movie studios and all the toy companies and all the comic book companies. I got a chance to roam the floor for a couple hours and see what was going on. It was awesome.
I'm sure you'll tell us later, but did anything surprise you as being, you know, I had no idea this was going to be so great.
Well, Kevin, you'll be happy to know that the vehicle from one of your favorite movies of all time, the Ecto-1, the Ghostbusters mobile.
Oh, sure.
That's on the floor this year.
All right.
Because Mattel's putting up a bunch of Ghostbusters toys, brand new Ghostbusters toys. You know, just in time to capitalize on Ghostbuster mania.
Why so soon?
It is so hot.
Yeah.
Now, can you, if people are coming down to Comic-Con and that's a huge deal for them, is it the type of setup where you can get your picture taken with the Ghostbusters mobile if you want to?
Oh, yeah. It's right there on the floor.
Wow.
And they've got an actual life-size suit of Iron Man armor that lights up this year, which is amazing.
Oh, that's cool.
There's a giant He-Man on the floor, so producer Alex will be happy about that.
Sure.
He's had a crush on He-Man. It's amazing. G4 was broadcasting live last night. They were doing their attack of the show. There are giant towers now where people are broadcasting from. The WB's got one. Not WB, but CW, CBS. A bunch of the networks have giant towers where people are broadcasting from.
And you really have impressive. A giant tower as well?
No, I am in a closet.
Oh, all right.
It has to be so weird for guys like you, Ralph. And I know we've hit on this a couple times in the past 2 weeks. But when you started going to Comic-Con, it was in a dude's basement, right?
Well, I don't go that far back, but this is the 41st Comic-Con down here in San Diego, and the original attendance 41 years ago was 300 people.
Oh, I would love to have seen those 300.
Wow. And there was a couple booths and guys selling old issues of comic books, and now they're expecting up to 200,000 people here this weekend.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that 300 people that you're mocking, Kevin, are probably billionaires now and running Hollywood.
True.
Well, we're very excited to be coming down there tomorrow and hear more about what's happening there today. And I know you got special guests and the whole deal, but we'll get into the full details of today's show in a moment. First, though, time for Kevin Amin's What to Do Nephew, 1-800-520-1067.
You missed screw
Sorry.
What to do, nephew?
So, what to do?
What to do, nephew?
In a bit of a rush, sorry.
I noticed that. All right, why don't we start with, let's start with Christina. She is on line 3 calling us here on the Kevin Amin Show. Hey, Christina. Welcome in. What it do?
Hey, what it do, everybody? What it do, Lisa?
What it do, Christina?
What's going on?
Hey, I was up so late last night and watching the game show, and have you guys heard of the Better Marriage Blanket?
Oh, yeah.
my God.
The Better Marriage Blanket is, did you buy one, first of all?
You know what? I'm seriously considering it.
It's a blanket that you put over the two of you, and then if one of you has gas problems, supposedly, this is going to filter it out so there will be no more problems that way.
Yes, and they say it's the same stuff they use in chemical warfare.
That's what they say. That is what they say, like Kevlar or something like that, like chemical suits.
You started to say my boyfriend, Christina?
Yes, my boyfriend, oh my gosh, anytime we eat Mexican,
yeah.
I want to sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
I can't remember where I first saw that commercial. It was a while ago, and I swear I thought it was like a Saturday Night Live digital short or something like that, and I'm still not 100% convinced it's real.
They have a website.
Yeah,
it must be real.
It doesn't mean necessarily that it's real, but they had the underwear with like the charcoal
they
filter.
They did have that,
so
yeah.
I'm not at all surprised that this would be for real.
Why can't people just wear the underwear, though? I mean, if you have a problem.
That's a good point. Maybe they don't know.
My boyfriend would blow past the underwear.
Yeah. That would be nothing for him?
He's hardcore. I got you.
All right,
folks, check out the Better Marriage Blanket. That's your Google search if you want to see what Christina's talking about. It is a crazy commercial. All right, let's try Alex. He is on line 4. I think he's got a question for Ralph about the Comic-Con this year. Hey, Alex, welcome to the show. What'd it do?
Hey, what'd it do, nephew?
What's
your name?
I wanted to ask Ralph if he could find out more information about a sex cartoon party they have in Comic-Con. Supposedly, it's a rumor that I heard last year when I went, and I was wondering if they might have it this year, if he could find out.
A costume sex party?
Ralph, yeah, more like, there is more a, like a cartoon party.
Cartoon party.
There is a crowd down here that engages what they call cosplay, which is costume play, and they like to dress up as superheroes or comic book characters or cartoon characters. And there is a subset of that group that does engage in apparently some sexual activity. But the cos parties are usually sort of held under wraps and usually held in the hotels around here.
Oh, okay.
So you kind of have to know somebody to get an invite.
How does a guy like this find out?
I would go up to the people in the costumes at the comic book convention and start touching them. I would just start molesting them and see what happens.
I think that's good advice.
I don't know if I'm ready. Thank you for the call. I don't know if I'm ready after our experience with the furries at the Weedy Roast Hotel. I don't know if I'm ready for the cosplay now.
And this is better because they're like in spandex and stuff.
Yeah, Catwoman, you take it. You take it, Catwoman.
Is that how it goes?
All right. We'll leave it there on the calls, but thank you, everybody, for dialing in for What to Do Nephew.
Ralph is going to be broadcasting live all this morning from San Diego. He has Rob Corddry going to stop by.
Yeah. How about that?
How about that? We have Jason Schwartzman on the program today.
Mm-hmm.
Love him.
We have Dr. Drew on the program today.
Yeah, he's all right.
We have Matt Atchity on the program today, who does Rotten Tomatoes. He's going to tell us about all the Comic-Con releases, some of which you saw, Ralph, last night, some trailers.
Absolutely. I have today, I have a panel for Salt, which is the new movie coming out with Angelina Jolie.
Yes.
And Battle Los Angeles is another film we're talking about today. And I'm going to be hanging out with Aaron Eckhart.
Fantastic. Wow.
Okay.
We also have Women in Prison we have to talk about. Now that Lindsay's in prison and just about to be released, we need to quickly get into this and find out what it's like for a woman to be in prison.
Yeah, definitely.
That's the longest 30 hours of your life. I know that.
She is going to be out by noon today, probably. So we have to get to this quickly. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back with...
Hey, don't forget our buddy Joel McHale on the program today, too.
Plus, we have Joel McHale on the program today, too.
We love him. He's going to be down at Comic-Con. Ralph, you'll be running into him later with the community. I guess they got a community panel planned.
Yeah, they sure do. Well, I love that community comic book, so I can see why they're here.
Quick break and come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Hey, it's that song by that band on 106.7 KROQ, 552. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph, I have to ask this question since you're in San Diego. And remember, please, before you answer, you are under oath. Is it true that happy happens down there?
It sure does. I've never been happier.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Every time I make a turn open a door, happy happens.
Happy.
It's odd. Wow, just spontaneously burst into happy.
About that.
All right. Time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat now on a new day. What's going on?
In fact, I'm so happy. I've heard here in San Diego, tomorrow is Pi Day Friday.
Pi Day Friday is the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, you've heard of Pi Day Friday?
Of course. Everyone has.
Wow. All right. What am I missing out on?
I don't know. Well, a pie.
You know about it, too, if you stayed in the room once in a while, Kevin. Congratulations to Steve Bolton, the 26-year-old in England who has legally changed his name to Buzz Lightyear.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Apparently, Steve is, as you can imagine, a huge Toy Story fan. And he says he hopes now kids will start asking for his autograph. That's just not going to happen, Steve.
It really isn't.
He's a mechanic. And his girlfriend says that she loves telling people she's going out with Buzz Lightyear.
That's so funny that he says he has a girlfriend.
She said he certainly couldn't be named Woody, she added.
Lady Lohan!
Behind bars right now, but at least she's making some new friends. Turns out she is in a cell right next to Alexis Nears.
And who's
the
that?
The one who stole from her?
That's the star of E's show Pretty Wild. She's a young model who was arrested for that taking part in that string of robberies. She was part of that crew that was robbing celebrity homes.
That broke into Lindsay's home?
Including Lindsay's house.
Awesome.
They are in cells next to each other inside Linwood.
Oh, they must have planned that.
They are going to get... Someone's going to shiv somebody in the showers. That's all I'm
saying.
That's
so great.
It is hilarious. She was actually convicted of robbing Orlando Bloom's house, but as Ralph mentioned, they were involved in a half a dozen pretty famous people that they were friends with. That's how they knew their stuff, right, Ralph? I mean, they'd been to Paris Hilton's house, so they knew where all the good stuff was. Right?
Yeah, they used to hang and said, "Oh, I'll come back for that later."
Yeah. And they showed Lindsay in a previous interview on some of the shows last night where she was talking about that girl being convicted and going to jail. She's like, oh, karma will get her. Don't worry. It's going to be fine. Never imagining she'd be in the next cell.
Karma will get her, or a sharpened toothbrush handle will get her in the shower. Right. One or the other.
Or I'll shiv her. One of the two. Maybe that's why she went to prison in the first place. She did all that just to get into prison so she could get
to take her down?
Like on Prison Break where you try to get convicted and sent to jail. I got you.
Maybe Lindsay's got maps of the prison tattooed all over her body.
Oh, I'd like to check.
Mel Gibson's got a new friend. Well, not a new friend, but certainly has a friend in Britney Spears.
Oh, good. Good.
Well, you remember when Britney had her meltdown, inexplicably, Mel Gibson came to her aid and they started going out to dinner and stuff together?
That's right.
Yes, that was so odd.
I forgot about that.
Well, now Britney is returning the favor. Apparently, since the meltdown he's been going through with his career, she has been calling him on a regular basis, and they've been getting together. And In Touch magazine has a quote from Britney saying, "Mel is a cool guy, y'all, and that everyone should give him a second chance."
I'm sorry.
Is she
I'm taping
sorry.
Wait
the
a
calls.
Minute. Wait a minute. Third chance.
Yeah. Fourth chance. Yeah. Fifth chance. Kourtney Kardashian has said that being a mom has kind of made her a bit of a Puritan. She is looking out for her newborn son, Mason, by asking people not to swear around him.
Asshole.
Wait, how old is he?
He's a newborn. I don't know, he's 6 months or whatever.
Yeah.
But she's hypersensitive about the little guy hearing bad words, apparently, according to People.com.
Because that's going to be his first word?
Yeah, I guess so. The worst offender, according to the story, Sister Chloe.
Yeah.
Most foul-mouthed member of the family.
Did she have a comment?
Yes, she did. But I can't say it because I don't know if I can be bleeped from here or not. I'm afraid.
You can, but that's all right.
Okay. How good was Inception? Kevin doesn't understand, but it was a really good movie.
I understood most of it, and it was great.
And it was so good that Ted Turner's company, TNT and TBS Networks, they've already bought the cable rights for the film. It's still in theaters.
Wow.
And they've already paid an enormous amount of money to be able to show it on the cable when that time comes around. And speaking of money, you know, the Beatles rarely allow use of their songs in movies, but Jay Roach asked for permission to use The Fool on the Hill, one of their songs, for his new movie Dinner for Schmucks with Steve Carell and Paul Rudd.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's Dinner for Schmucks, not Dinner with Schmucks,
right.
By the way.
Yeah.
I found out yesterday. It cost me $20. Yeah. We had a bet with Omar that the title was Dinner with Schmucks, and he said he insisted it was four, and then he took all our money.
He's like, oh, I'll bet you. And we were all completely just...
We were all screaming at him how stupid
diving
he was.
To shake his hand. Yeah, I'll take that bet. I'll take that bet.
Anyway, the Beatles Corporation, Apple, gave Roach permission to use the song in the film, and it only cost Paramount and DreamWorks $1.5 million to put that song in their movie.
Just for that song?
Couldn't you really find another song?
And couldn't you get a better Beatles song?
For that kind of coin?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money for a song.
Wow.
You know, if a movie costs $30, $40 million, that's like a 30th of your budget.
That's crazy.
I'm always surprised that they still do Beatles Night on American Idol because they're, you know, it's enormously expensive to license those songs, right?
Sure is.
I'd like to double check your math on that one, Ralph. $30 million, 10% of their budget.
No, he said a 30th.
Oh,
he said a million is a 30th.
Gotcha. Sorry. Back to you.
Kevin's on fire today, by the way.
All that
fear that we had that he was suddenly getting sharp. That he was turning, you know.
Is that going away?
Yeah. I think he's back to the old Kevin that we used to love.
How dare you?
Today's celebrity birthdays. Game show host Alex Trebek is 70 years old. Singer and former President George Clinton celebrates his 69th birthday. Anyone?
Yeah.
See, because his last name's Clinton.
Right.
Don Henley of the Eagles and a very popular solo career is 63. Danny Glover, speaking of Mel Gibson, his old partner from Lethal Weapon is 63 as well. Willem Dafoe is 55. Keith Sweat celebrates his 49th birthday. And David Spade also celebrates a birthday today. He is 46 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So let me get this straight. 2010, we still don't have jetpacks, yet they can shoot droids out of the sky with lasers now.
They have a 100-kilowatt solid-state laser cannon.
Dude.
So they send up an unmanned flight and they track it, and then they shoot it down with a laser.
That's cool.
Fantastic.
How great is that?
Yeah.
It sounds like something that would be useful, I would imagine. And I guess they successfully tested it. They shot down four of them, which, by the way, seems an expense. I guess you got to test it with something. But can't you throw a watermelon in the air and test it just as well? Why blow up a droid? That seems kind of expensive. But they're not really about saving. They're not really about saving money in the government. I guess.
Well, I think they want to test it further than the 4 feet you could throw a watermelon.
I'm just saying. If, when I'm running things, it's going to be different. Well, we are very excited by this new technology, and we thought, hey, we've got a military correspondent on the program. We don't use them nearly often enough. From the United States Marine Corps, ladies and gentlemen, Sergeant Rip Shredmaster joins us on the Kevin Bean Show. Hi, Sergeant. How are you?
Good morning, pansy scumbag. How is it egregiously taking freedom for granted? Well, I'm out here fighting for it! Get some! Get some!
I don't think we're taking it for granted. We're very grateful.
Oh, really? Yeah. How much blood have you shed overseas? Get some!
Well, none.
Sergeant, are you actually in combat right now? Where are you,
as we call you? I'm in Afghanistan, you son of a bitch!
Oh, wow.
Well, then you shouldn't be talking
to... I'm doing push-ups with my prosthetic arm! Warming up the
50 cal! Yeah! Is this a bad time to do an interview about the new technology, though?
Not at all. Not at all. What do you pansies want to know?
Well, it's just, it seems like it's something out of science fiction to be able to shoot down essentially a spacecraft with a laser.
No, we're working hard, thinking every day. You know why? Freedom isn't free. Yeah! Yeah! We've got lasers, phasers, tasers, photon torpedoes, anything you could want. You know why? Death is our business. Democracy, we deliver.
I don't think you're fighting Charlie anymore. I'm sorry, Shred. It's nice to see how patriotic and how committed you are to the cause, but without divulging any national secrets, what other kinds of weapons are you working on?
Oh, we got all kinds of stuff. It's great over here in the United States military.
Uh-huh.
How about the napalm puppy?
The napalm puppy?
Oh, yeah, sure. Everybody loves puppies, even terrorists, Marxists, socialists. Communist pigs.
Right.
And when Abdul Ahmad Ahmadinejad comes over there to pet this nice little puppy, little does he know, turns into napalm! Napalm puppy! Government, the United States military, Semper Fi, mother ever!
I saw a napalm puppy last night at the troop. They were good.
How about the rape couch?
How about the rape couch?
I don't like the sound of that.
Oh, yeah. It's been a long day working hard as a terrorist. Better come home and lie down on the couch, watch a little soccer, whatever it is these terrorists do. Next thing you know, that's right, organic matter surrounded by cryogenic titanium high-grade machinery turns right into a big rape couch!
Why don't you put napalm in the couch and leave the puppy alone?
Rape couch.
Now, are they opening for napalm puppy? I can't keep this bill straight anymore.
What are you guys doing over there? Drinking a cup of coffee, getting ready for the morning?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm smoking ash out of a human skull!
Okay.
That's the only way to assimilate! Get some!
We're not trying... Who's laughing
That's
there?
My gunner, Omar!
You have a gunner named
Get
Omar?
Well, Shred, I appreciate you talking to us, but it sounds like maybe we caught you at a busy time. We can check back with you later if you want.
How about the novelty exploding cigar?
Have those.
Is that a real weapon that the military
used? Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah, some terrorist goes to smoke a cigar, blows up in his face, turns his face black.
But does it kill him?
But I saw the Roadrunner do it to the coyote. It's hilarious.
Okay. 106.7 Cameron. What happened? Would you guess?
You tell us, man. It's your aneurysm. It's not ours.
I'm not sure what just happened.
Wow!
Can I try it again? Would you guys mind?
Please.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ at 6:35.
Two big days of Comic-Con coverage on the Kevin and Bean Show this year. Much to Ralph's chagrin and delight, all at the same time, I'm guessing, Ralph.
I wish I didn't have this stupid job. Star Wars stuff going on right now without me.
I'm sorry to pull you away from that, but we are going to be, the whole show is going to be broadcasting live tomorrow. If you are coming down to Comic-Con and want to join us, we're going to be at the corner of 10th and K Street, downtown San Diego, right next to Petco Park. You can get all the details, including the exact address, at kevinbean.com. It is free. You don't have to have a Comic-Con badge to come on by and see the live broadcast. And lots of special guests tomorrow, too, including our friends Seth Rogen and Will Ferrell and Seth Green. Lots of people coming on by. So please join us if you can. Speaking of the Comic-Con, you mentioned earlier, Ralph, that there's no better showcase for a new film than Comic-Con. You've got built-in film fanatics down there, right? And that's what this year, more than ever, is all about.
Yeah, there's a ton of studios here bringing all of their product, even stuff that won't be released until next year or the year after. They're trying to get buzz drummed up from this hardcore audience that loves films, especially when they're anything comic book or horror or sci-fi related. And you just see so much of a presence here.
Well, we wanted to get on an expert. We have spoken with the editor-in-chief of the great website RottenTomatoes.com before. Matt Achete joins us on the phone right now, and he is also in San Diego for Comic-Con 2010. Hey, Matt, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Sure. You know, we've heard through talking to various guests. We had Patton Oswalt on the show yesterday talking about his Tron panel. Of course, Ralph's been keeping us posted with the Green Lantern. But there's so many movies down there, I almost don't know how to keep everything straight. What is it that you want to tell us about it, or you can share with us that you're excited about at Comic-Con this year?
You know, the one that I'm probably the most excited about is Tron. That panel is, you know, that's Patton Oswalt's panel. And that's at 11:15 today. And, you know, there's a lot of excitement around that one. You know, that's the long-awaited sequel to the original Tron film. I heard you guys might be talking to Jeff Bridges tomorrow.
It's possible. I think we are.
I hope I'm not spoiling anything.
No.
I get to interview him on Friday, which I'm really stoked about. You know, talking to the dude is great.
Sure. Right? I know, right?
But, you know, this one's exciting. This is going to be one of the biggest movies of the year. The movie opens in December, but I got to tell you what's really exciting about this is that this panel is scheduled for about an hour and a half, which is really, really long. And the word on the street is that there's probably going to be another presentation by Disney during that panel. Chances are we're all thinking it's going to be Pirates of the Caribbean, that we might see Johnny Depp show up talk about pirates. So kind of expect to hear a surprise. You know, there's always good surprises at the panels, and that's probably going to be the biggest surprise.
How long is a normal panel? An hour?
A normal panel is about an hour.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't imagine they're going to be talking Tron for 90 minutes.
But right. you would love that.
I would like that. But, I mean, at that point, that's as long as the movie's going to be.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
This, in the history of films, by the way, I'm wondering if Tron Legacy, the new film you mentioned that comes out in December, is going to be the sequel that looks better than the original, more than any sequel has ever looked better than the original. Think about what technology has changed since the original Tron came out in the early 80s.
Seriously. I mean, it's going to look amazing, right? I mean, all the pictures that we've seen, all the little clips. You know, with all of the technology advances, you know, you look back at that movie, and as cool as it looks, you know, it's the animation, you know, that old computer animation, you're looking at it, I mean, it's like any kid could do that now.
Right.
I'd be embarrassed by it and say, oh, I could do better than that.
You're right. Of course, Comic-Con, you know, built its fame on the comic book movie, comic books originally, and then comic book adaptations. And, boy, there's a lot of them this year with the Green Lantern, the Green Hornet, and the Thor, and the Captain America, and the Scott Pilgrim. I mean, are you getting buzz on any of these, or is this literally going to be first look for guys like you,
you know,
Matt?
For some of it, it is first look. You know, it's funny because the studios have really come here so hard. They're you know, comic book, you know, the joke around here is that Comic-Con used to be about comics.
Right.
And now the studios are here hawking everything. I mean, what's funny is Sony's here talking about Salt, which opens tomorrow. And it's a little surprising that they're doing a panel about it today. But that being said, you know, there are a lot of things that, you know, it is the first time for any of us seeing things. You know, for instance, Sony is showing off footage from Priest, which is a movie that they're going to have opening next year, which I don't think anyone's seen any footage from.
I don't know what that one is, Matt.
I have.
Yeah, wait, Ralph.
Oh, yes. Have you, Ralph? What, last night you saw some of it?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Which one is that, Matt? Priest? What's Priest?
Priest is a post-apocalyptic story about, it's a vampire story where the army that fights vampires is the church, and it's Paul Bettany, and, you know, he's kind of playing a character that I think is similar to the character he played in Legion, where he's this, you know, kind of religious ass-kicker. And so it's a story about vampires have all but taken over the world, and there's one last city left. And, you know, he comes back out of retirement to basically kill lots of vampires.
And how did it look, Ralph?
It looks amazing. Paul Bettany spends all of his time apparently doing crunches now because he just never puts a shirt on and just kicks ass. And this is the same director who worked with him for Legion when he played the Archangel who protected that town as well. So it's a repairing of those guys.
We are talking to Matt Achte. He is the editor-in-chief of Rotten Tomatoes, which is my favorite film site on the internet, RottenTomatoes.com. We're talking about Comic-Con 2010. Now, forgive my ignorance, but Expendables was the surprise to me to see on the list of movies that are getting some attention at Comic-Con this year. Is that based on a comic book or something, Matt?
That's going to be a great, what can you say about a movie that stars every action figure?
I'm excited about the movie because of, like you said, Stallone and Statham and Jet Li and Dolph Lundgren, everybody's in it, but I was surprised to see it at Comic-Con. It just didn't seem like a natural fit to me.
It's funny. I think that rather than focus on comic book movies anymore, though, they're really focusing on what's considered genre movies, right? And if you look at something like Expendables within the term of saying genre movie, then absolutely that's what it is. You know, it's kind of the big dumb action movie, and I think it's going to be a great film. But I think that Comic-Con, has been not just sci-fi movies and not just comic book movies, but it has had a lot of action pictures really make good debuts here. You know, action movies, horror movies, basically, you got to think about the audience that's here. You know, the studios are assuming that the audience that's here is that magical 18 to 25-year-old audience.
Right.
And as much as, you walk around the floor at Comic-Con and you see families here and you see plenty of women and you see plenty of even older folks, folks like me in their 40s, I think that the studios are really assuming that it's all just kind of, young men. And so they look at a movie like Expendables and say, oh, we have to do something at Comic-Con because people are...
Gotcha. Now,
Ralph,
gotcha.
You're down there now, too, and you've been down there for several years. Do the comic book fans kind of resent the fact that any movie can be brought down there?
Yeah, they kind of do. You know, there are a lot of people that like I said earlier, walk around and, you sound like you're 90 years old going, I remember when Comic-Con was about the comic book. And kind of what's sad is, as they talk about... the space on the floor, there is less and less space anymore devoted to the comic book vendors and the publishers. Easily half the space on the floor is now dedicated to toy companies and game companies and networks and, these bigger and bigger places. And it's starting to look, somewhat similar to what you see if you ever go down to E3, the game convention, mm-hmm. Where you've got nothing but professional-level booths. Not to say that the publishers, the comic book publishers, aren't professional level, but, when Hasbro is spending what has to be huge amounts of money to set up their display, that's got to be 10 or 20 times what somebody like maybe Dark Horse, the comic book company, is putting together for their booth.
Sure.
And I think that that's part of why we hear rumors about Comic-Con may no longer stay in San Diego. There's been talk of that for a couple of years.
Yeah, they're talking about moving it to Anaheim now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they are. And really, because, this year is a good example, there's not enough space in the convention center down here. And so a lot of the events, a lot of the interview opportunities, but a lot of the events, frankly, a lot of the panel discussions have been moved to a couple of the surrounding hotels because it's really outgrown the space.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah, so the organizers are looking at things like, Anaheim's got a bigger space, and they're working on the Anaheim Convention Center, which will be, a million square feet and can handle a growing con. There's talk about moving it back to L.A., or not back to L.A., but moving it up to L.A., because the convention facility in Los Angeles is so much bigger than it is down here.
Let me ask you one final question, Matt, and then we are out of time, and that is, there may be 200,000 people or whatever the estimate is at Comic-Con 2010 this year. All of them have blogs. So if you put every person going there is going to run home and write something on the internet. If you put out a product, a movie, for instance, that you're showcasing, and people don't like it, it essentially kills it with the most active movie-going audience almost virtually overnight, right?
Well, it can. Yeah, absolutely. And of those bloggers, a lot of the people that you've got down here, one of the things I do have to say is almost if you think about the people that are covering movies on the web, almost all of us are comic book geeks, right? You scratch the surface of a movie journalist that's working on the web, and they love comics. And so everybody's down here. So really, you're reaching that target audience. Harry Knowles from Ain't It Cool News will be down here this weekend.
Sure.
Ralph will be here this weekend.
No, right? I got Ralph. He's an a-hole. Don't
all the big comic book geek movie guys, right. All right, well, please watch go to RottenTomatoes.com and see the coverage as Matt continues to do these interviews and see these trailers and the panels and everything going on this weekend. You'll have Comic-Con coverage there. And, of course, follow us on KevinAndBean.com. We're going to be broadcasting live from down there tomorrow. Matt, thanks for your time today. Have a fun weekend.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Next hour, our friend Joel McHale, star of TV's Community community joins us. Rob Corddry will be down with Ralph in San Diego on site for Comic-Con, talking about Children's Hospital. That's all straight ahead. And we're going to be talking to women in prison coming up next here on the Kevin Bean Show. First, Ralph joins us for the Showbiz Beat from San Diego. What's going on, Ralph?
Do you guys watch Women's Prison? I mean, not Women's Prison, Children's Hospital.
I have not watched it
yet. I've not seen it, no.
Oh, you're missing out.
Is it great?
Oh, I hear it's awesome. Amazing.
Well, we love Rob Corddry, so anything he's in, we'll check out.
Yep.
This has been around for a couple of years, you know. This used to be on the web, and Adult Swim has just picked it up and started airing the episodes, but it's funny. So fun. And the cast is amazing. Great
Fantastic.
Stuff. Let's talk about Comic-Con a little bit. I am down here getting the buzz from the floor last night. I was walking around. It is a big celebration of Star Wars stuff, this particular con. The entire center section taken over by Hasbro, showing off a lot of their toys for Star Wars. Also, there's new video games that are being unleashed this weekend, including The Force Unleashed 2, which features Boba Fett as the main character. So, Bean, I think you found your game.
Yeah, I love him. He's my favorite bounty hunter. You know that.
I know that. Big movies, of course, being talked about this weekend as well, including Saw 7.
Yes.
Which will be announced this weekend as the final Saw.
Sure.
In the series.
Sure it is.
It'll be in 3D, right. Like everything is now. And that's expected to be talked about.
You know, but, I gotta tell you, I don't think I want to see Saw in 3D.
Can you imagine?
Really?
I don't want to imagine.
It's hard enough in 2D.
Absolutely right.
Blood landing in your lap.
Oh.
Guess what time it is, boys and girls?
It's time to wrestle the Huff.
Huff.
You may have heard Comedy Central has tapped the Huff to be the victim of their latest comedy roast on that network. It's being filmed August the 1st. What you may not have heard is they've tapped the roast master for the evening. This just keeps getting better. Seth MacFarlane will be the roast master for the David Hasselhoff roast on Comedy Central.
Yeah, hi, this is David Hasselhoff. Listen, I wanted to figure out how to get tickets if I get down there.
It's for you. You should have tickets.
Seth will be the ringmaster. It tapes, as I mentioned, August the 1st. It will be airing on Comedy Central August the 15th.
Yeah, but where can I get them? I mean, they're like,
you're going to be
where
there.
Is there?
They'll give you a seat. Don't worry.
You're the
about
guy.
It.
You're the man of honor.
Can I come to your radio station tonight and pick up something, or can I just go down there? Because
it's no need. It's not, has nothing to do with us.
Do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available? Do you know?
Probably. Speaking of awards, congratulations to George Clooney. He's getting the Bob Hope Humanitarian Award at this year's Emmy ceremony, which will be August the 29th. Of course, George is being honored for his Hope for Haiti telethon, which is nominated for an Emmy, and also his efforts to raise funds for victims of Hurricane Katrina. And he also has been raising awareness about the genocide in Darfur. So, once again, George Clooney is better than us.
No, plus,
if you
kidding.
Touch the hem of his garment, you will be healed.
And now they're giving an award to prove it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you
thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Mr. Hope.
I'm glad we got some Bob tape. And who's going to take over for Simon Cowell on American Idol? Hollywood Reporter says it looks like it's going to be Chris Isaak.
That's a good choice.
You thought that was good, right, you guys?
I think it's a great choice because he's very, very funny and obviously
he
knows something about
music. No one knows him, do they?
But as Mike pointed out, I mean, maybe it didn't pan out that well, but no one knew Cara DeGuardio either, but what matters is everybody knew Ellen DeGeneres. Nobody seems happy with her. What matters is what you bring to the product.
Yeah.
And more people know Chris Isaak than you might think. He had a successful Showtime TV series. Of course, he had a successful recording career and has had for a couple decades. So he's well known enough, I think, certainly to take over. And he is funny. And as Bean mentioned, he has been in the industry for a long time, so he's got some ideas.
And I think they're smart to not try to replace Simon with another, you know, snarky British guy. I think they have to go in a different direction this time. Don't you, Ralph?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it'd be a good choice. I hope it pans out. Apparently, he's met with the network a couple times, and he's on a short list of people. No word on who the other names are, but he is the front runner, according to Hollywood Reporter, to take over. Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays, shall we? Game show host Alex Trebek is 70 years old today.
That's what she said.
George Clinton is 69 years old. Singer Don Henley is 63. Danny Glover is 63 years old today. Albert Brooks, one of my favorite actors, comedians, and directors, is 63.
One clap.
Willem Dafoe is 55. David Spade turns 46, as does John Leguizamo. And it's a good day to be alive, people. Selena Gomez turns 18 years old.
Yeah.
Finally, a legitimate bell.
Wow. That means he no longer can press charges. I am off the hook.
Woo!
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
And now another late-breaking, shocking update on Lindsay Lohan in jail.
She was also reportedly issued a toothbrush, toothpaste, soap, comb, deodorant, shampoo, and a shaving kit.
That was a late-breaking, shocking update on Lindsay Lohan in jail.
Kevin, it occurred to me, I was watching some of the Lindsay coverage yesterday, and you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday. You would die in prison for a number of reasons, not the least of which is they don't let you shower every day.
Yeah, that would drive me crazy.
You can't shower every day?
No, that's why they keep it 54 degrees so that you freeze to death.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You can't shower every day, and you only get your jumpsuit washed once a week. And Kevin, a guy who changes his underwear every hour on the top of the hour.
How dare you?
Ralph, am I lying about that? Is he obsessed with his underwear?
Oh, no, absolutely.
Dear. I do take two showers.
Crates because he throws it out after he wears it once.
I do take two showers a day. That does happen.
So, listen, die from the showers, I would die from the fact that it's 54 degrees.
Yeah. The first thing we all thought when Lindsay was sentenced to jail a few weeks ago, and she's now in, is a good riddance. It's about time. She's been flaunting the law for years now. It's about time she got hers. Maybe it'll clean her up. And then the second thing we thought is, hey, women in prison. I think I know what's happening. And I think Lindsay might enjoy that. Exactly. And that's why we want to take calls from female inmates or former inmates at 1-800-520-1067. We want to find out what it's like to be a woman in prison in 2010.
Or let's say you're in custody right now and you have one call.
Make it us.
I know what I want it to be like. I'm not convinced that that's what it is like.
Do you want it to be like that old movie Caged Heat?
Yeah.
Is that what you want it to be?
Yeah.
Prison as a place of punishment.
Caged Heat. Enter the female jungle of women's prison, USA. A seething hell of steel and stone where bodies behind bars ache with hunger for a man.
My favorite thing about this movie is the worst part of being in jail for a woman is that they can't have a man.
They ache for a man.
Any man.
Any man!
Where caged passions ignite in carnal confinement and explode into violence.
Yeah!
You're in a house of desperate women here.
Caged Heat. It must explode. Crazed by carnal confinement. Ripped by prison pigs. Torn by penal passions. Women without men in the cruelest bondage of all. You could get in. They'd let you do anything.
Yeah!
Caged Heat.
Awesome.
If you could get in, they'd let you do anything. And everyone in the world's trying to break into women's prison. That's how we picture it, right?
How horny do you think the average woman is in the average prison? I'm guessing not very. I'm guessing it's not sexy time.
Yeah, the way women are not in prison, which is not very.
Exactly. No, when they're in prison, it's caged carnality that needs to explode.
It needs to explode. And they'll take any man, by the way, any man.
Now, we are going to take your calls again. We're looking for women in prison, women who have been in prison at 1-800-520-1067. And I'm proud to say the phones are ringing, by the way. I'm proud to say we know our audience. That's our crowd. But I wonder if – look, I've been to prison one night. I went to jail one night, so I didn't really get the full experience. But the impression you get is that if a guy goes in there, he's going to be somebody's bitch within 48 hours, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And he's not going to like it, and it's going to hurt. Is it the same way for women? Is there that same threat of being – sexually assaulted as there is for guys in prison?
Yeah.
Do you know, Ralph?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I hope
so. You think you get a lot of nice women in prison who are respectful of your personal space?
Hey, how's it going, Lindsay? Hey, great.
On the outside, you don't hear very many cases of female-on-female sexual assault. That's why I wondered if maybe that doesn't happen all that much
it's
in prison.
It's not assault, Bean. They want it.
It's caged carnality.
Carnality, and it will explode.
It will explode.
Now, a lot of times, it is a way to inflict dominance over another prisoner versus
it's not a sex
purely
thing.
A sexual thing.
Yeah.
Kevin's theory, by the way, at the beginning was that Lindsay would probably be excited about that because she's got bi tendencies.
Bi tendencies. She's pretty much a lesbian, and I think she did all of this from the very beginning so that she could get into prison.
That's a valid theory.
Thank you.
So then she must be disappointed that she's mostly in solitary confinement. That isn't she spending 23 hours a day or something like that by herself in a cell?
If you can get in, you can do anything. She heard that and she went, yes, I can do anything.
Can't she kind of do anything in bars now?
Sure.
She does do anything.
There's that.
Let's take a couple of calls here at 1-800-520-1067. We are looking for women in jail, your stories. Let's try Cookie on line one. Unclear whether that's her real name or her prison name, but Cookie, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, my dear?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
Could be her dancing name as well. We don't know.
We don't know what it is, but it's tattooed on her neck. That's all that matters.
it is a nickname, but I've been called it all my life.
Okay.
Give us some basics here. How long were you in jail, and how long ago?
I just got out on last Wednesday.
Oh, my. Wow!
And I was there for 9 months.
Nine months. Okay. Well, can we ask what you did?
Yeah. What did you do?
It was a child endangerment charge.
Oh wow.
Good times.
Hey, I'm glad we asked.
All right, maybe ixtay on that Eshton Quay for the rest of the callers. All right. Cookie, Lindsay's in prison right now. It's her first time. What should she expect? What was it like for you?
It actually isn't as bad as they make it seem on the news that I've heard, and when people are talking about it. It's not as it's not like it is in the movies. You know, it's not as uncivilized. There are fights and there's drama, but it's not. You're not going to get shanked for looking at someone the wrong way. Women aren't that bold.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. How about the sexy time? Tell us about that.
It's actually kind of gross. Sorry to burst your bubble, but there are a lot of what we call stud broads, and they're girls that look like dudes. Like
right.
Yeah. Men.
Right.
Yeah. And that's where most of that activity is going on, and it's really not that attractive.
That's where most of it's going on, meaning amongst themselves? Do you have an option?
No. Like, with other women, with better-looking women, but, I mean, it's not like something you want to watch.
It's something we
right.
want to watch.
But is it something?
Wait a minute, are you telling me there are mannish lesbians?
Wow.
Which, by the way, is Lindsay Lohan's type. Let's all keep that in
mind.
True. If she's able to see one, you know, at lunch or something.
Is it something you can avoid if you want, Cookie?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, all right.
Really? So what about Ralph's theory that there's a power play in motion going on? There's some sort of dominance that may play out sexually. Did you see any evidence of that?
Not really. There are women who are pretty aggressive, and they'll, if they work hard enough, they can turn someone out, but it's not really like you would have in the men's jails or prisons.
Right.
Is it so freezing cold, by the way?
That's all Lisa cares about. That's all Lisa cares about.
Lisa just cares about the temperature.
Oh, my God, it's 54 degrees. Oh, my God.
That would put a damper on sex.
I need
no
a blanket.
Where you were.
I'm going to buy Lisa a Snuggie if she ever goes inside.
There's a lot of germs and bacteria and illness, and so they keep it cold so that we don't all get sick.
I got
all right, caged germs.
Last question for you, Cookie. Okay. If you were hotter, do you think you would have been hit on more?
Oh, Bean.
No, the last question for Cookie is, who's watching your kid?
My husband.
Oh, good.
Okay, good. Well, you take care of that little one, and thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show, okay?
Okay.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. Come on, I know you're there. You're ladies. You've been in prison. Tell us about it. We'll take your calls right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show.
And now another late-breaking, shocking update on Lindsay Lohan in jail.
No makeup. For someone like Lindsay Lohan, that might be tough to do as well. Also, there won't be any hair extensions, accessories, things like that.
That was a late-breaking, shocking update on Lindsay Lohan in jail.
A lot of good coverage going on, I'll tell you that.
You don't want a bitch pulling out your weave. That's why you can't have the hair extension.
No, all you right. do. You want the extension so your hair snaps off. When she grabs you, you can run away.
Ooh, good thinking.
Oh, yeah. Good strategy there, Ralph. All right, 1-800-520-1067. We're talking about Lindsay, of course. Poor little sad Lindsay in prison, in jail for a couple of weeks. But we're talking to our listeners about what their experiences have been like in either place. Let's talk to Michelle. Michelle sounds interesting on line two, joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Michelle, how long ago and how long were you in?
This was in about 2002, and I was only in for about 3 months.
Okay. We're not going to ask because of what happened with Cookie, we're just going to assume that all the ladies we talked to this morning are in for public nudity, for indecent right. exposure. We think right. that's why everyone went to jail.
Because you were all too right. hot. All right, go ahead.
What's your story?
Okay, well, pretty much it's everything you hope it is.
Yeah!
Really?
Yeah. It got so bad where I was. There were three dorms, and one of the dorms had private stalls. And that's where the girls would go in every dorm. And the one with private stalls had to get an overnight guard placed in there.
Really?
And the girls would go there because they would hook up with each other in the private stalls?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How much sex was going on in this jail?
A lot. I mean, I was only in for 3 months, but it was probably two or three times a week they had to send girls to other jails or other dorms.
I'm going
to
play a clip from a movie, and I want you to tell me if this is exactly accurate.
Turn around. Why are your arms so tight at your sides? You got something in there?
No.
Put your arms up.
Okay. Spread your legs. A little wider.
Girls sneak drugs in here any way they can, you know. Okay, you can take a shower.
Yeah, take that shower.
Does that bring back some some happy memories for you, Michelle?
Absolutely.
All right, now let me ask you this: you said you were in for? I'm sorry, for how long? For 3 months?
Yeah, I was in.
Okay.
For real.
Did you get horny enough to maybe partake a little bit?
No, and I mean, I was 20 years old, and I mean, I was a little preoccupied with worried about my life being in jail for the first time.
Sure.
But another thing, too, you're talking about first-timers and famous people. They're kept really separated, and they're kept with non-violent people. So the other girl that called in with all the butch people, there were no people like that in where I was, because the people in there were all for prostitution and drugs. So I think they're a little more promiscuous as well.
All right.
Okay. I got you. And don't worry, by the way. The first time is the most difficult time, but the more frequently you go back, the easier it'll get for you. So
thanks.
Good luck, Michelle. Thanks very much. Let's try Amy. She's on line three. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, by the way. Our friend Joel McHale from Community is also going to be at Comic-Con this week, and he'll be talking to us about that coming up. Right now, Amy, tell us about your time in jail. I see you were in for a month.
Yes.
All right. What can you add? We want it to be just like the women prison movies.
Well, it was kind of freaky. I guess it depends which jail you go to, but there was this one blonde girl, and you can tell she was, you know, a tweaker, I don't know, but she had two other girls totally convinced that she had snuck in drugs and that they were really deep inside within her vagina.
Yeah!
And,
really?
Awesome!
Yeah, you can have them, but you gotta go get them.
Girls to just go in and dig in and just, you know, I mean, you literally had, it was horrible to watch, and I can smell it, too. It was so,
oh,
yeah.
Oh,
wow. To shower, you know, yeah. You can smell it big time, but, yeah, you had those two girls just, you know, I guess one hand each just trying to dig in and find the bag.
Oh, my God.
And you just see the blonde girl's face like, yes.
That's the best story I think I've ever heard.
Amy, hey, did you get any drugs?
No, I don't think they ever did. So,
no, I'm asking
and then
you.
Later on, me? No.
All right.
No. I got caught for grand theft, but
we don't want to know what you got caught for. It turns out bad sometimes.
All right, before you go, and I'm so glad you called. It was awesome. Lisa wants to know, was it too cold in there to be comfortable?
It was
in the vagina?
In the cell.
Oh, the cell.
In the cell, yeah. It was pretty cold then.
I'm sure the vagina was warm. Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah. Outstanding.
That's true. Here.
The guns are hot and their bodies are hard. It's the women in prison.
That's what
yeah.
I know. That's all I know about the topic. Thank you
Good
for
times.
The call.
2 days of Comic-Con coverage on the Kevin and Bean Show today and tomorrow. Ralph is down in San Diego right now. And tomorrow, the whole Kevin and Bean Show is going to be broadcasting live. We are going to be at Britt Reed's Garage. That has to do with the Green Hornet movie, don't you know, Ralph?
Britt Reed is the Green Hornet. It's a secret identity, yeah.
If you want to come on by and join us, it is free. You don't have to be a Comic-Con participant. You don't have to have a badge for the festival to get in to see us. And we'll have lots of special guests down there, including Will Ferrell and Seth Rogen and Seth Green and all sorts of people. So do come on by and join us. Another guy who's going to be at Comic-Con this week and on a panel, I think, Saturday night, is our friend Joel McHale from Community on NBC, who joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Joel.
Hello, sirs.
How are you, dude?
I'm well. You guys?
Well, we're big fans of your sci-fi show, Community.
Thank you. People don't realize that the entire thing is taking place in space.
I didn't realize that until just recently.
Yeah, it's an entire world we've created, and see, our world has been destroyed, and it's a lot like the movie WALL-E, just much darker.
I see.
Okay. We've been talking all week, and particularly today, about how Comic-Con has evolved from what it once was to now pretty much anything goes.
It's basically turned into a junket for television and movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, obviously, there are, you know, 200,000 people down there. There's going to be a lot of people people who love Community, so I'm sure lots of people will show up on Saturday night. But what are you guys going to be doing? Just sitting up on stage talking about how fun it is to work on your show?
Yeah, Chevy will say something offensive, and then we'll cover for him. No. We'll all be there. We actually do have a comic book coming out, and I'm not kidding.
What?
We had a little bit last year called Kick Puncher. And so they're creating a comic book around it. It's about a superhero whose kicks are as powerful as a punch.
Okay. Doesn't that already exist?
No. How dare you?
That's like Punch Puncher.
Well, who's Punch Puncher?
I'm just saying.
Kick Puncher's arch nemesis.
I'm saying, can't you already kick as hard as you can punch?
How dare you?
I'm just asking.
Most people can kick harder than they can punch.
That's what I'm saying.
Look, you got back problems.
That doesn't mean I can't kick as hard.
You can kick as hard as you can punch.
That's what you think.
Okay, so wait. So there's going to be a Community comic book. Is this something that's going to be unveiled Saturday night?
I have no idea.
Okay.
No, I think we're going to get up there and, I don't know, talk about the show and then maybe talk about our new character that's being introduced. It's like a vampire. so we can relate to the young kids.
Good.
Vampires are very hot.
You should have Ant-Man in your show, too. Ant-Man controls all the ants in the world.
I think He-Man is coming on for great. And Spartacus Blood, a lot of characters from Spartacus Blood and Sand are going to be showing up on Community this year.
Good.
If you are going to Comic-Con and you would like to see Mr. McHale and his friends from Community, you can do so Saturday afternoon, I guess it is.
Yes.
Between 3 and 4 at the Indigo Ballroom.
Yes, and the cast of Twilight will be there.
Is that right? Wow.
No.
Oh.
Hey, Joel, real quick, since we have you on the phone, and I don't know if we'll run into you in San Diego. A couple of weeks ago, I turned on my TV on a Thursday night, and I saw nothing but episodes of Community. Community, then followed by Community, and then nothing. Yeah. And the first thing I thought is, oh, my God, Joel McHale died. I thought they're doing
a tribute.
They're doing a tribute. That's what I thought they were doing. And I kept expecting to see a scroll along the bottom of every episode that says Joel McHale was 38. But I was happy to hear that you were okay.
I'm okay. It was just gout.
Oh, well.
There was a big set. Yeah, that was the, my 2-year-old is chasing me trying to get the phone. But that was big summer push for the show. Like they do with America's Got Talent.
Sure.
Exactly. Well, I
assume you watched the whole thing, right?
Are you kidding?
I didn't have to because I saw every episode during the season. I didn't miss any.
God bless you.
What a great answer that was.
We're going to send you a Community punch card for that.
Community airs Thursday nights at 8 on NBC.
You sent him a kick punch card?
Yeah, a kick punch card.
And, of course, don't miss The Soup Fridays at 10 on the E. Saturday afternoon from 3 till 4, the Indigo Ballroom, San Diego, Hilton Bayfront.
Right? Yes. Perfect.
Yes, he lied.
Oh, great. Then everything is in its place. And if I don't see you, then I will be horribly disappointed.
Why did you think Bean said, in case we run into you?
Right, because
who's has
there
less
so many people there.
But who has
right.
less a chance
has
of
time, right?
Who has less a chance of running into you than Bean, though?
Look, here's what I'm saying, Joel. If you look out from the stage on Saturday and you don't see me, it's just because you're so popular and so crowded that I get lost in the crowd. That's all. But I'm out there, buddy. I'm out there.
No, we'll also be at the Vashon Country Club, which is
good. Excellent.
Right near you.
I'll see you there.
Excellent.
All right, Joel, have a great weekend in San Diego, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot, you guys.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
106.7, Kevin. What happened? Would you guess?
You tell us, man. It's your aneurysm. It's not ours.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Good times.
Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, Ralph Garman, live at Comic-Con in San Diego. His special in-studio guest will be Rob Corddry from, of course, Hot Tub Time Machine and the new Adult Swim Children's Hospital. Rob will be joining us just after the top of the hour. Ralph is here now with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, dude?
Well, I heard you guys talking about women in prison, and, of course, Lindsay Lohan famously still in prison. Now she's got a new roommate. Well, not roommate, but the girl next door to her in the cell is Alexis Nayers.
Yes.
Who was the star of E's Pretty Wild and, of course, was put behind bars for her part in a gang that was robbing celebrity homes. Coincidentally, Lindsay Lohan's was also on that list of homes that they robbed. So
that's weird.
Maybe Lindsay can get some of her stuff back.
That'd be great.
There you go. They got something to talk about at night through the bars while they're trying to fall asleep.
Hey, you know that coat of mine still? Yeah, that's a nice coat. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Can I have it back? No, I sold it.
Hot chicks in the news. Anna Chapman, the hot red-headed Russian spy.
Yes, yes.
That was deported as apparently fielding offers from Playboy magazine
All right.
to pose
yes.
nude.
She's awesome.
She's really gorgeous.
The spy who loved me. I can see it now.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes, yes.
Awesome. No word on whether she will accept the offer or not. Apparently some porn companies are also offering some deals if she wants to get into that business. Although I don't know how she'd do it because she's been deported from the country. She's not allowed back in, right?
Right.
You can probably go there.
Cameras can go there.
Yeah.
I suppose. Shia LaBeouf's in the news talking about how he spends his money. He, of course, is filming the latest in the Transformers franchise. He says he never really spent his movie money on anything extravagant. He bought his mom and dad a house when he made his first big money. But other than that, he says he doesn't really spend much. The largest amount of disposable income he uses goes to buy Dodger tickets. He's a big baseball fan.
He says
that's expensive. That's expensive. Yeah, season tickets. But he says it's well worth it. He enjoys going to the games.
A lot of young actors in Hollywood should follow his advice and bank more of their salary. But Shia LaBeouf's a guy who I feel is going to have a long career. I don't think he's going to be out of work.
No, I don't either.
He was raised by hippies, so I don't think he's very materialistic.
Right.
That helps, by the way.
F*** hippies. I mean, period.
Yeah.
F*** hippies. Been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it until I die. F*** hippies.
CBS is joining the ranks of daytime women's talk shows. Of course, on ABC, they've got The View with that bunch of harpies. And now CBS is competing with their own show. It is a passel of six celebrity moms.
Oh, Bean, which one will you watch?
Here's the lineup on the CBS show.
Tell me more.
Six broads. Right. Julie Chen.
Hey!
Of course, host of The Early Show and also Big Brother.
She's great.
She is great.
Never bad.
And her husband is handsome and smart.
That's correct.
Our boss. On the list. We love him.
Ozzy's wife, Sharon. Ozzy Osbourne will be on the lineup as well. Actress Sarah Gilbert from Roseanne. Holly Robinson Pete.
Okay.
Leah Remini. And Melissa Jarrett Winokur.
The Broadway star from Hairspray, wasn't she?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, that's right.
And when could I not watch this?
Fat.
Fat, exactly, yeah.
They will be on a daytime talk show, which is going to replace the soap opera As the World Turns this fall on CBS to battle The View, so...
Shame on you, CBS!
I don't know if you've seen the cover for Katy Perry's new album.
Oh my god.
It's called Teenage Dream. Should be called Wet Dream.
Oh wow.
She is naked on the cover, lying face down on what looks to be a bed of cotton candy.
Yay!
Oh. I want to eat that so bad.
Oh my
god. Cotton candy.
Right. I love cotton candy. I'm just looking at the picture and the cotton candy looks delicious.
Right.
I love cotton candy.
She's a phenomenal person, Katy Perry.
Yes. And she's the proud owner of the Better Marriage Blanket, which...
I hear that's true.
Which absorbs the odors of Russell Brand's farts. So she's got everything going for herself. Congratulations to Christina Applegate. She and her fiancé are expecting their first child. So nice to hear something good happening to Christina. She's been through such a rough time as of late. But she's 38 years old and expecting her first child. So congratulations. Kid's going to go hungry, but what are you going to do?
Oh, Ralph!
What?
Ralph!
I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
Wow. I just, as a parent, I'm concerned for the well-being of the child.
That is unacceptable.
Today's celebrity birthday is game show host
Alex. Don't you lay down, apples! He would make Barbara Walters cry. Ingenious! It's absolute perfection! It is absolute genius! As clean as a whistle! As good as it gets!
It's crisp.
Wonderful.
Was it crisp?
It was asshole.
Celebrity birthdays. Alex Trebek, host of Jeopardy, is 70.
That might be the most asshole joke you've ever made.
Alex Trebek is 70. I'll take incontinence for 500, Alex.
Oh.
George Clinton is 69. Don Henley turned 63. Danny Glover also 63 years old today, as is Albert Brooks. I love Albert Brooks so much.
I do
make
too.
More movies.
He's written a book now. It's coming out in a couple of months. That's what
that
he's been working on.
That is not a movie.
I agree. It's not a movie.
A book is not a movie. In my book, a book is not a movie.
I am looking forward to reading it because he's a genius.
Willem Dafoe's 55. David Spade is 46.
What?
What was that for?
Willem Dafoe, to me, is Adam Carolla. They're interchangeable. They're the same person. Yeah. They look so much alike.
Not even remotely close.
They look so much alike.
Here's what
they
you need to understand,
alike?
Bean. It's not to anyone else.
Wait, are you serious? This is a joke, right?
No. They totally look alike.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Back to you, Ralph.
Okay.
David Spade's 46, as is John Leguizamo, but most importantly, Selena Gomez. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Celebrates her 18th birthday today. It's all good.
Finally.
Play ball. Spring training is over. It's time for the majors. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Kevin and Bean Show, first of 2 days dedicated to Comic-Con in San Diego. Tomorrow we're going to be broadcasting live. Go to kevinandbean.com to find out exactly where we are down by Petco Park. If you want to come by and see the show, you do not have to be a registrant for the convention in order to stop on by and see us and meet some of our special guests. Ralph is down there already today. Ralph, I understand you have a special in-studio guest for us.
I do. Our buddy Rob Cordry came by to talk to us today about the Children's Hospital.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear you have sick kids, Rob. Is that going to be okay?
That's the name of a TV show, Bean.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I do care about the children.
Hey, we can't hear him.
Where is Rob?
So
let's get Rob on a mic, shall we?
He's on a mic.
He's right here.
It's not on, though.
It isn't?
It's less on than it is off.
Wait, perhaps there's a...
How's
there,
this?
There you go.
There we go.
Got him? Hey.
All right, that's too much now. All right, too much.
The sweet sounds of Cordry.
All right, now we're getting an awful lot of Rob.
Too much Rob.
Too much Rob. Let's bring Rob.
I'd like to sing a song for you guys.
Yeah, we're not kidding. We're getting too much Rob.
Too
yeah,
much?
Yeah, it's blasting us out.
If we could have a halfway point, we'd be
all right,
very
you
happy.
Tell me. About this? You tell me.
That
sounds
good.
One, two, three.
All right, good.
I think now we're busy.
Don't touch.
Oh, my God.
All right, so Rob is here. Of course, you know him and love him from Hot Tub Time Machine and a million other things. But Children's Hospital is one of those bizarre show business stories where it's something that's been around for a long time and has had a rabid following, big fan base, and now all of a sudden it's being introduced as if it's a new show to most people who haven't seen it. Right, Rob?
That's exactly right. We had a rabid fan base of hundreds and hundreds of people. And
just to put in some perspective, it was on WB.com, on the WB.com.
Right.
So fans of the WB who couldn't keep the network afloat couldn't keep the website afloat either.
I'm guessing. there was an original series that was on WB.com.
It was a web series. This is why it's geeky. It was a web series first, and then we got picked up on Adult Swim, which is basically the internet of television.
right.
And,
that's accurate, which is good.
And now we've got our second season. We've been running the web series now. We're like on our episode 5 or 6 on Sundays at 10:30 in Adult Swim. And then August 22nd, we're going to be running the new season, which we shot for TV.
I love this so much because, you know, we hear so many TV shows, and then you get the ones you like or whatever, and then when something comes along like this, Ralph told me he's seen it. It's really, really funny. It's always great to discover a new show.
Ralph, he likes me.
He does.
Let's just say he's got a thing for me.
I got
me.
A little crush. Crush on Ralph.
So you can't go by. You got to watch it yourself.
Okay, so you're saying it might not be as funny as Ralph is saying?
Who knows?
Okay.
I don't know. Right. Ralph appreciates comedy.
Well, Rob won me over with Ken Marino, who also stars in this series, in the movie The Ten, if you ever saw, where they had the most romantic prison rape scene ever.
Mm-hmm.
That relationship kind of won me over, and that's why I've had a crush since.
I didn't know that was a category.
Oh, yeah.
Of all the prison rape scenes.
It really is the most touching.
This is the most romantic.
Now, Rob, because of the timeline, I'm so curious about this. Aren't you way too big a star now to go back and do Children's Hospital? I mean, you kind of did that when you were, you know, before you were household name Rob Cordry.
You're probably right. The thing is that doing a 11-minute show on basic cable on Sunday nights on Adult Swim at 10:30 is just... What a cash cow.
Wait. Okay, hold on. It's 11 minutes?
It's 11 minutes long.
Total?
Yeah. Guys, get with it. Wait. This is the future.
But wait, total?
In toto, no, yes.
No one has time for half an hour to devote to a TV show, Kevin.
Who wants to do that anymore?
This is so perfect for me. I have such a short attention span.
And you'll still forget what you're watching halfway through, Kevin. That's the sad part.
Take a commercial break in that 11 minutes.
No.
All
we
right.
Take a fake commercial break, and there is, you know, a promo for shows that might not exist.
Okay, but still you're being funny.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
11
An 11-minute show. This is great.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, and tons of nudity, too. You're going to love it.
We're talking to Rob Corddry. He is in San Diego with Ralph Garman as part of our Comic-Con 2010 coverage. For folks who have not heard anything about Children's Hospital, it's a hilarious concept because nothing's funnier than sick kids. Why don't you tell us what goes on, Rob?
Yeah, it's a lot like Grey's Anatomy. You know, beautiful doctors banging each other in the workplace. But in our case, it's a children's hospital. So usually in front of terminally sick kids.
But still the bang.
Ha 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 ha.
And the hospital's named after Dr. Children's, right? That's right. Why there's no apostrophe S on the children's hospital part.
It's actually just coincidence that we have a lot of kids in the hospital because it's not really a children's hospital.
No.
It's named after a guy named Arthur Children's.
Right. Of course it is.
Yeah.
And is there something creepy about putting on the clown makeup when you go to work?
There's something itchy about it.
Yeah.
And uncomfortable.
But
and,
you've gotten used to that.
For those who don't know, Rob's character, Blake, is a doctor who does attend to all the kids with clown makeup on, which is just creepy beyond words.
Yeah, and it's basically John Wayne Gacy's clown makeup with two cute eyebrows on my large forehead.
And for some reason, you always do seem to be soaked with blood, too, Rob.
That's part of his clown persona, is that he's covered in blood.
Yeah, oh my God. That's funny.
This is awesome. This is fantastic. All right, you are at Comic-Con because there's an Adult Swim Children's Hospital panel that's going to be held today. I mean, aren't you kind of almost sort of kicking off the weekend, right?
Yeah, we're
it. You're one of the first panels, yeah.
We are it.
5 o'clock in room 25 ABC is what
that's
it
right.
is.
That's right. That's our panel, and we're also doing a signing at the Warner Brothers booth 4545 at 2:45.
That's not hard to remember.
No, I got all of that.
You guys.
Oh, that's simple. 4-5-2-5.
You can't miss the Warner Brothers booth on the floor. 4-5-2-5
at 4:45.
It's enormous. 55. You can't miss it on the floor.
Yeah, just go to the Warner Brothers booth at 2:45.
Rob's panel for Children's Hospital is about 8 times longer than an actual episode of Children's Hospital itself, which is odd.
Yeah.
All right. Rob Corddry is here. We'll take a quick break. We continue with our Comic-Con 2010 show here on the Kevin and Bean program. We'll be right back. A lot of Kevin and Bean shows still to come. Our weekly visit with Dr. Drew Pinsky in minutes. And Jason Schwartzman joins us next hour. He is down at Comic-Con for Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Right now, Ralph is in San Diego along with his friend Rob Corddry. Rob is on Children's Hospital, Adult Swim, Sunday nights at 10:30, and is also at Comic-Con. And Rob, I heard you telling Ralph during the song that this ain't your first rodeo. You're a geek long time, right?
Yeah, I'm just one of those really, really handsome geeks that takes showers.
Yeah, and gets a woman.
And gets laid.
Because people that look at you, they would never think geek.
Exactly. They look at my muscles and my pants.
What's your thing, Rob? Are you a comic book guy? Are you a sci-fi guy? Where's your geekdom lie?
Well, you know, there's a lot of crossover, mostly comic books, you know, though I love sci-fi. I'm reading... what am I reading right now? I brought a bunch with me. The what?
The Secret?
What's the Secret?
No. All right.
What is it?
It's that book on how to make your life perfect.
Yes, the new road less traveled,
yes.
Exactly. Basically.
Yes.
Do they have a graphic version of that? Because I'm in.
No,
if they do.
I don't think so.
Oh, well. Sorry to say.
Like, Ralph grew up idolizing Batman. Who was your comic book hero when you were coming up?
Well, you know, I pretty much the same. I kind of liked everybody when I was growing up, but right now...
You're a DC or a Marvel guy growing
up? I'm a Marvel guy.
You were a Marvel
guy. I was always a Marvel guy. Yeah. And Daredevil was my favorite hero. Still is, kind of, because he's like kind of off in his own world. He really only takes care of Hell's Kitchen. They always ask him to join the Avengers, and he never wants
not
to.
Not interested.
Yeah, doesn't care. He, like, he doesn't sleep. I don't think the guy... He's a lawyer by day. And he kicks ass at night.
Yeah. And he's blind. For
and
those
he's blind.
He's the only blind superhero
he's
I
blind.
Really know.
Right.
He's blind.
But it's really easy to defeat him. You just, like, his senses are really heightened, so, like, a dog whistle will put him down.
Yeah. Freon air horn will make him
exactly.
crumble. It's awesome.
Now, have you ever tried to wrangle your way into one of the many comic book movies being made? Because I get the impression, like a guy like Seth Rogen, for instance, he really wanted to be the Green Hornet because he loved the Green Hornet. Robert Downey Jr., I don't know how he ended up in Iron Man, but it's got to be a thrill to be the guy. Is that something you could see yourself doing?
Absolutely. Oh, my God. It's all I want to do. Like, the more these parts get cast, like, we're ticking away characters, and there's very few guys I have left to play. And, of course, I don't know if you guys know this. I'm a bald gentleman.
What?
So, yes, I'm a bald person.
You're bald?
I am bald.
You had a lot of hair when you were on Stewart. That's all
I'm
I know.
I'm sort of coming out of the closet now as a bald person.
All right, bald.
Not usually the kind of guy that plays heroes. So,
well, you're not likely to get the Thor gig, if that's what you're
exactly.
saying.
Exactly.
You got Professor X, really. That's all you're really in the running for.
I'm going to be a bad guy if I get in any of these movies. Yeah, I'm kind of lobbying right now for, unofficially lobbying for this movie called The Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Garth Ennis. And it's this insane comic about a group of like spies that police superheroes, and the superheroes are the bad guys.
I like it.
Yeah, so I've been like, you know, talked about for this one role of one of the superhero bad guys that like he wants to have sex with everything.
Really?
Yeah, everything. Men, women, fire plugs, pizzas, everything.
Pizzas can be very fulfilling if I could
telephones, new haircuts, shirts.
I can see that.
Water.
Garth Ennis is also a writer who brought me my favorite comic book, one of my favorites, which is called The Pro, which is about a really low-rent prostitute who wakes up with superpowers one morning.
It's great.
And what are her superpowers?
Well, I'm afraid you can imagine. Ask. Yeah. You can imagine.
Yeah.
You know, she kicks ass, you know, and then urinates on her villains. So she's got that going for her.
I see a part for Rob in that movie. When they
yeah. That sounds like my personal life.
Adult Swim Children's Hospital. The panel is going to be this afternoon if you're heading down to Comic-Con Room 25 ABC. So August 22nd, I think you said, new episodes. And were you able to get most of the cast back together from when you were doing the show in 2008?
Yeah, we were able to get almost 100% of the cast. Ed Helms was in the web series, and now he returns just as a voice, unfortunately. The only guy I couldn't get was my brother.
What?
Could not nail down Nate Corddry.
Couldn't contact him?
Couldn't
really?
Don't have his number. He might not exist. I don't know. I can't. Couldn't get him. And he just got cast. He just got cast in like David E. Kelly's new show. He's like the co-lead with Kathy Bates.
Well, he doesn't have time for you.
Yeah, and it was just announced yesterday, and so now I'm not going to be able to get him for season three either.
You know, you're going to end up like Michael Lohan. You're going to have to go on Larry King Live to get messages to him anymore because he won't respond to even your Twitter.
Well, yeah, I do. Every time like I know he's going to a restaurant, I stand outside and go, "We love you, Nate," and I throw confetti at him.
All right, before Rob goes, let's hear a clip. Again, Children's Hospital, Adult Swim, Sunday nights at 10:30. Kevin, do we need any kind of setup for this piece?
Well, I don't know. Which one do you want? We have the one about the penetration.
Play the funny one.
I think that's the funny one.
That clip is Rob talking about the making of the series.
All of the penetration we have on the show has been accidental. Luckily, we've caught it on camera. But it's when you're in the heat of the moment, things happen. Anyway, we got it on film. We might use it. Why not? It's Adult Swim, which during the day is the Children's Network.
If you want to see Rob Corddry with clown makeup and lots of blood, Adult Swim is your show. Rob, have a great weekend down there in San Diego, man. Always great to have you on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yeah, always a pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Rob.
And now another late-breaking, shocking update on Lindsay Lohan in jail.
Access has learned from a source Lindsay was not required to remove her hair extensions.
That was a late-breaking, shocking update on Lindsay Lohan in jail.
That is going to make the 2 weeks just fly on by. That's fantastic news for Lindsay Lohan.
We're trying to keep everybody updated with all of the important information that's coming out.
Well, it's virtually 24-7 on the TV, so it's impossible to miss, but good job there. All right, you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday. Thursday means we catch up with our friend Dr. Drew Pinsky, of course, co-host of Loveline and every show that VH1 has ever aired, including the Hip Hop Honors. He joins us now. Hey, Dr. Drew, how are you?
How are you guys? Good morning.
Hi.
Speaking of Lindsay, I was watching some clips online yesterday, and one of the ones I came across was you on the Larry King Live show with Lindsay's dad, Michael Lohan.
Yep.
And very few people have been hated more in recent months than Michael Lohan because he seems to be forcing his way into his daughter's life and she doesn't want him there. But on the other hand, it seems like he's making a lot of sense with what he's talking about with trying to get people to do something about her addiction to prescription drugs, and nobody seems to be taking it seriously. I was wondering what your take is on this guy.
I absolutely agree with you. I mean, look, Michael Lohan is a guy that was a severe drug addict himself, a criminal who ended up in solitary confinement. I mean, he by his own admission, not a good guy.
Wow.
But he's trying to live a sober life, trying to do the right thing. I was convinced of his sincerity. And the message he is giving is absolutely the right one, which is, you know, my daughter's dying of addiction. She's still getting prescription drugs. She's still going to die of addiction if they don't get her off that stuff. And if that's all he wants to say and work on that, you cannot fault him for that. And as a father with addiction who understands the implication of that, he knows she's going to die if not. But by the way, when you said you're going across the internet, I was fearful you were going to mention something about Snoop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're going to talk about that, too. Believe me, we're going to get to that, because that was awesome. But I see how vilified he is, and I understand why, because he's been a crappy father, and he's the first to tell you that he'll take a lot of the responsibility for not being present in Lindsay's life, probably when she could have used some real direction. But, to me, it looks like he's really trying hard to help the girl.
Now, this is sort of a classic situation when the addict's parent, who behaved like an idiot and damaged the child, is blamed for the child's condition, it's hard to listen to the parent. But the fact is, he knows better than anybody because he's the same guy. He knows what's going on in her head. He knows her intimately. He has the same condition. And he's recovered and also knows what she needs for recovery.
Dr. Drew, I'm sorry to butt in, but just a second.
And now another late-breaking, shocking update on Lindsay Lohan in jail.
Her first meal, turkey tetrazzini with broccoli coleslaw and applesauce. Not the worst thing we've ever heard. Then again, we didn't make it.
That was a late-breaking, shocking update on Lindsay Lohan in jail.
All right, go ahead.
Never before, people talk about the sort of entertainment media so much like high school gossip.
Yeah.
I have been the object of some of that lately, and it feels like I'm in high school again. It's the craziest thing. What does Drew say about Lindsay?
Yeah.
What's Drew doing with Rachel Yucatel? Oh, my God, they're dating.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wait a minute. Are you dating her?
You didn't know that?
No, I'm just kidding.
Dr. Drew can't afford to. Dr. Drew's rich. He can't afford to date Rachel Yucatel. She likes much richer guys. Yeah. All right. Let me ask you one more Lindsay question, then we'll move on to the hilarious interaction you had with Snoop Dogg this week. And that is, in your experience, is this the kind of bottoming out that will make a significant impact in Lindsay's life, being in prison for 2 weeks, or no?
It may, but I doubt it. You got to remember, first of all, if she's still on drugs, then no, it won't get through. If she detoxes that and she sits there and is contemplative, maybe. But Lindsay's a real severe drug addict. And the usual bottom for somebody like that is a near-death experience. Sometimes it is the loss of freedom, but not just for a couple of days. The deal is that, I was talking to Bob Forrest, my lead counsel over here. Mm-hmm. We're actually doing celebrity rehab right now. And he said he was like in prison like 20 times, and he didn't really get through to him until somebody didn't come back and pick him up, and he was stuck in jail. Then he thought, oh, my God, nobody cares. How do I get here?
So we shouldn't pick her up?
No, Lindsay's not getting that. I heard they're charging $50,000 an interview for her.
Oh, she was selling those ahead of time, according to the reports.
Oh,
yeah.
Crazy. All right. Dr. Drew Pinsky is on the phone. We catch up with him every Thursday on the Kevin and Bean Show. And he's at the treatment center, by the way, getting ready to go counsel Leif Garrett or something once he gets off the phone with us.
I'm going to do group with Leif Garrett and Jeremy London and Rachel Yucatel. That's in five minutes.
What a crazy life you have. Let's talk about the Snoop Dogg thing, because this was one of those hilarious things that just, I imagine, surprised you. How did it all come down where you and Snoop ended up making videos to each other?
Tyler, our internet wizard who runs the Loveline Show website and our Twitter and everything, just off the top of his head, did a Twitter contest, sort of a celebrity contest to see who responds first. He just put a bunch of at handles in there, and one of them was Snoop Dogg. Tyler said he had not even finished putting it up before Snoop responded. What do I win?
Wow.
And then followed on 5 minutes later with a video that looked like professional quality video. And Psycho Mike came in that night and said, you have to respond.
Yeah. And your response, I thought, was brilliant.
Well, thank you. That was, to be fair, Psycho Mike's idea.
So he wanted to know how come he looks so good despite all the weed and all the drinking and all the sex. And your response basically was that he's a fly mother effer.
That's my response.
By the way, I think that's true.
I didn't say just that, mind you. I gave a little bit of a scientific explanation leading up to that.
Sure. Hey, and I didn't know until I watched that video, Dr. Drew, that there is a medical reason why black don't crack, why that kind of skin looks better longer.
See, I hope you also appreciate in the left upper corner that that's a Humpty Humps eyewear up there.
Look at that. Look at that.
I almost pulled the back off of that frame and wore the glass and nose. I really wanted to do that.
That's hilarious. All right, before you go to your group meeting, far into celebrity rehab are you this time around?
We are about a week in, and the amazing thing is this is such a powerful experience every time. It's almost like it's breathtaking. I forget how powerful it is each and every time. And this group, although they were resistant and really sick group this time coming in, is doing remarkable work. This is going to be a very powerful season. Remarkable.
But how do you do a group meeting when Janice Dickinson won't shut the F up ever?
Well, Janice has been basically just crying for the last 6 days.
All right.
She's That's really how getting, I like her. That's good news.
No, she's really getting deeply into the process and is now, right now, in fact, just coming out of it and just is just wonderful. Really
Dr. Drew, did
job.
You know that she was a supermodel?
Yeah, I know. She invented the term, in
oh,
fact.
Right. Okay. That's
she says that. It a lot. Okay.
All right. Dr. Drew Pinsky, don't miss him weeknights and Sunday on Loveline. Drew, get to your meeting, man. Thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show, as
Thank
always.
Thank you. Enjoy Comic-Con.
Hey!
Right?
No.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 8:55.
Actor Jason Schwartzman at Comic-Con this weekend talking about Scott Pilgrim versus the World, whatever the hell that is. Right, Ralph? That's coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Now it's time for Comic-Con 2010 coverage continuing. Ralph is live in San Diego with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Scott Pilgrim versus the World is one of the greatest comic books ever.
That's what I was telling him.
So says you.
Yeah, you burned me with that one.
I'm just funning you because you're king of the geeks this week. That's
all. Scott Pilgrim is a comic book about a guy who's dating this girl, but in order to date her, he has to conquer her seven evil super-powered boyfriends.
I've seen the trailer for this. It looks great.
Yeah?
It's going to be awesome.
It really does look good.
Yeah, and Jason plays one of the evil boyfriends, so
that's right,
good times. All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Interesting news from the L.A. County Coroner's Office. They have determined that Simon Monjak, who you may remember was the widower of Brittany Murphy, mm-hmm. died from the same exact thing that she did.
What?
Acute pneumonia with severe anemia. He was found dead, of course, at their Hollywood home almost 5 months to the day after Brittany died.
In the same Coroner's room, wasn't it, or something? I mean, that was weird.
Also found by her mother, I think. Coroner said there were some prescription drugs found in his system, but certainly not at lethal levels, so they are contributing the death to pneumonia, much as they did to Brittany. So.
I don't want to live in that house.
Yeah. Something wrong with the air in there.
Mel Gibson has one friend in Hollywood. Her name is Britney Spears.
Oh, thank God. That'll rescue him.
You have to remember that during Britney's bald-headed crazy period back in 2008, Mel provided a shoulder for her to cry on and got in touch with her, and they spent some time together, and he tried to help her out. Well, now Britney is returning the favor. She's been calling Mel on a regular basis since those abusive tirade phone calls have been leaked on the internet, and Mel says, according to In Touch magazine, Mel is a cool guy, y'all, and everyone should give him a second chance.
That's all I need.
With Britney's stamp of approval.
Mel's
what else
a cool
do we
guy,
need?
Y'all.
He is. Congratulations to Christina Applegate. She is having her first baby. She is pregnant with her first child. Her and her husband-to-be are expecting the child to be born sometime in the winter. She's 38 years old, expecting her first child, so we congratulate them, no matter what Kevin says with his rude jokes.
that was deeply offensive, what Kevin said. I mean, I don't even know where something like that comes from that's so foul.
I got an email that said, I heard the story. I was waiting for a bad punchline from either Bean or Kevin or Mike, but it came from Ralph.
I know.
And then it ended with, thank God it was hilarious.
Sports Illustrated Magazine has a great list out this week, the annual list of highest-earning athletes. This is calculating their salaries, plus their winnings if they are in a competitive sport that gets prize money, bonuses, endorsements, and appearance fees. Here's your top 10 highest-paid athletes for this year. Number 10 is Dwayne Wade of the Miami Heat.
Okay.
He only made $27.8 million.
That's how's he supposed to eat?
I mean, I know it sounds like a lot, but when you hear the numbers for the rest of these guys, it's paltry. Peyton Manning's number 9 with a little over $30 million. Derek Jeter made $31 million this year, made him number 8. Kobe Bryant, $33 million, put him 7th on the list. Shaquille O'Neal, $36 million.
That's got to be like 99% endorsements.
Yeah, it must have been. Alex Rodriguez, $37 million, made him number 5 on the list. King James, LeBron James, made $45.8 million.
Wow.
Floyd Mayweather Jr. Now you know why they call him Money Mayweather.
Wow.
He made $60.2 million.
Whoa.
Wow.
How? On what? What does he endorse?
He doesn't endorse much, but he gets a huge, not only a huge payoff for the fight, that he had this year, past year, but he gets a big piece of the pay-per-view as well.
Oh, that's where the money is for those guys. Yeah, that
wow,
makes sense.
No wonder.
Phil Mickelson, the golfer?
Uh-huh.
$61.7 million.
What?
For playing golf, boys.
For a golfer?
How about that?
What?
The top two are golfers. Tiger Woods is at the top of the list. Despite all of his trials and tribulations, for the past year, he made $90.5 million.
Wow.
Or as his wife calls it, $45 million.
That's right. Going to take her piece. But I thought that was a fascinating list. Celebrity birthdays today. Alex Trebek, game show host, of course, extraordinaire. Been on Jeopardy for many, many years. He is 70 years old today.
He's a tool, though, right, Ralph?
By all accounts, he's a bit of a chap-ass, yeah.
Yeah. And I get the impression just from watching him on Jeopardy, and I do love that show, but because somebody has given him the answer on a card, he is allowed to have a sense of superiority because he knows it even if the contestants don't. Well, I would know the answers, too, if somebody handed them to me first.
I'll take smug douchebags for $200, Alex.
Exactly.
Legendary singer George Clinton is 69 years old today. Don Henley of the Eagles celebrates his 63rd birthday. Danny Glover of the Lethal Weapon franchise is also 63. Willem Dafoe, who looks exactly like Adam Carolla. It's uncanny.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
You see those two
That's
guys
absurd.
Side by side. It's just yeah. They're like twins.
Exactly.
He looks nothing like Adam, B. Nothing.
Not at all.
Except for the fact that I can barely tell the two of them apart.
You're blind.
He's 55 years old. Keith Sweat is 49 years
Keith
old.
Keith Sweat looks just like Adam Carolla for my money.
David Spade is 46. And John Leguizamo also celebrates his 46th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
And now another late-breaking, shocking update on Lindsay Lohan in jail.
Lohan was driven away in handcuffs to her new temporary home and booked like anyone else. No more jewelry, no more cell phones, and no way to tweet.
That was a late-breaking, shocking update on Lindsay Lohan in jail.
That last one's going to hurt her. That's going to kill her.
They
right
take
there.
Away your ability to tweet?
Yeah.
Apparently so. I used to think jail was okay until I found out there was no internet. All right, you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Comic-Con 2010 in progress. Ralph Garman in San Diego right now. We'll be broadcasting live tomorrow if you want to come on down. If you're going down to San Diego for the convention, we're going to be at the corner of 10th and K Street right next to Petco Park. Get the physical address at kevinandbean.com. Ralph, you actually went in early and were on the floor last night and seeing a lot of the stuff that the rest of us can't see until the thing opens, right?
Yeah, last night was preview night where they let in a certain number of people to get a look at what the convention looks like this year. And I'll tell you, it is, as always, bigger this year than it was the year before. They've got giant towers now representing CBS and Warner Brothers. G4 is broadcasting live from the center of the floor. Naturally, as you expect, a ton of comic book dealers, but also toy dealers are there with all their brand new toys. Mattel
Ralph,
is there.
Ralph, I'm sorry to butt in. Just a second. This is late-breaking news.
And now another late-breaking, shocking update on Lindsay Lohan in jail.
What would you advise her to do in the time that she's there?
Oh, I would advise her to read.
That was a late-breaking, shocking update on Lindsay Lohan in jail.
Sorry, we had to get that right on.
Well, that's okay. All right. And, of course, the panels started last night already, and they're going on today. And do you guys have, by the way, speaking of which, do you have any anything you want me to tell Angelina Jolie?
Oh, when does that happen? When does
I'm
that
talking
happen?
To her this afternoon, talking what? About her new movie,
when?
Salt.
When?
Salt?
When?
I'll be talking to her, I think, around 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh.
I'll be having that with her.
Tell her you have something salty for her.
Damn it!
Oh. I had to say it before Psycho Mike did. We were all thinking it. Now, you interview a lot of people, Ralph, but even that one, you've got to stop and go, I don't want to blow this. I don't want to screw this one up, right?
I was saying earlier, I don't get too nervous around celebrities anymore because I've been working with you guys for a while. We meet a lot of people, and it's very cool, but you kind of get used to it. This one has me a little nervous because she's intimidating.
Yeah.
She's not only talented and one of the biggest stars in the world, but she's stunningly beautiful, and she looks at you with those eyes, and they kind of look right through you.
Yeah.
And she's also, a UN ambassador, and she's one of the biggest public figures in the world, so I'm a little nervous.
And
but,
let's not forget she used to wear a necklace with blood around her neck.
Yes, she did.
She could kick my ass on top of it all.
Yeah. Hang on. Easily. I'm getting, excuse me, Ralph, sorry to interrupt, getting word from the newsroom. There's another update. We need to get this right on the air.
And now another late-breaking, shocking update on Lindsay Lohan in jail.
Lindsay Lohan finally went to prison.
Yes.
That was a late-breaking, shocking update on Lindsay Lohan in jail.
right.
Our location tomorrow, by the way, is Britt Reed's Garage. We are there kind of courtesy of our friends at the Green Hornet. Now,
I'm sorry.
What?
And now another late-breaking, shocking update on Lindsay Lohan in jail.
She was also reportedly issued a toothbrush, toothpaste, soap, comb, deodorant, shampoo, and a shaving kit.
That was a late-breaking, shocking update on Lindsay Lohan in jail.
Back to you. What do they mean when they say Britt Reed's Garage? I know that he is, that's his alter ego, he is the Green Hornet, but why does he have a garage, Ralph?
Well, in the film, the Green Hornet's car is known as the Black Beauty. It's kind of what the Batmobile is to Batman. And in the film, Kato builds...
Why isn't it the Green Beauty?
Because it's a black car.
Oh. Right.
So Kato builds him this super-powered crime-fighting car known as the Black Beauty, and it's all done in Britt Reed's garage. So that workshop, that workspace, is where they create all the Green Hornet's weapons and stuff like that. Plays a big role in the film.
Are we going to be able to create anything while we're there? Can we fiddle with the car?
I'm going to use the Green Hornet's gas gun on you, Kevin,
okay.
So you can just sleep through the rest of the broadcast.
Okay, good.
Seth Rogen is the Green Hornet. He will be joining us in person tomorrow, along with Seth Green from Robot Chicken. Our friend Will Ferrell, his partner Adam McKay, his writing partner, I should be clear, is going to be there from the other guys. Kevin Smith is coming on down. Ralph, you're going to have an interview with Michael C. Hall from Dexter that you're doing later on today. We'll have that for you tomorrow. G-Force Adam Sessler.
Hold on, Bean. We have another update for you. Hang on.
And now another late-breaking, shocking update on Lindsay Lohan in jail.
No makeup. For someone like Lindsay Lohan, that might be tough to do as well. Also, there won't be any hair extensions, accessories, things like that.
That was a late-breaking, shocking update on Lindsay Lohan in jail.
So, if you're coming down to San Diego for Comic-Con, do stop on by and say hi to the Kevin and Bean Show. Get all the details at kevinandbean.com. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show for a Thursday. What's going on, Ralph?
Congratulations to British mechanic Steve Bolton. According to the Sun newspaper out of London, he has officially changed his name to Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah!
He did it to celebrate the release of Toy Story 3 there in the UK. He's a huge Toy Story fan, as you can imagine.
How big of a Toy Story fan can you be? I mean, those are great movies.
Yep.
All right.
And then what?
And then what? You change your name, really?
He says he hopes that kids will now start asking him for his autograph.
Oh,
that's sad.
That is sad.
Or creepy.
His girlfriend says that...
He has a girlfriend.
She loves telling people she's going out with Buzz Lightyear.
Yes, she does.
Says, however, it's more uncomfortable when he bends over and asks her to change his batteries.
Have we ever done the phone topic of people who have changed their names and why?
I don't know.
How you pick a new name and what the thought process is? Because I think that would be fascinating. I bet it happens a lot. I mean, not a lot compared to the total population, but I'm saying I bet there are a lot of people, you know, in our audience who have done it.
How many as dumb as Buzz Lightyear, though?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Buzz, it's a pretty good nickname.
Yeah.
I'm Buzz.
It's getting creepy.
As you can imagine, 20th Century Fox is fast-tracking its movie about the Barefoot Bandit.
Sure.
We've already got a screenplay in the works about the 19-year-old outlaw Colton Harris Moore, who was known for stealing things out of people's homes, showering in their homes, stealing their cars, their airplanes, and doing the whole thing while barefoot. He would leave feet prints behind. David Gordon Green is in talks to direct, and a guy named Dustin Lance Black has been set to write the screenplay. They're going to try to get it made as quickly as possible, as you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Bean, you're following that? Because he's a Seattle guy, right?
Oh, yeah. It's been a big story up here for a year and a half or something like that. And there's been a lot of discussion lately about who will profit from the story because the Son of Sam laws, you know, indicate that he can't make money off of his crimes. But apparently his family can. And they're the ones who, I guess, are selling the rights to the story.
Huh.
Kourtney Kardashian's baby mama, or baby daddy, I guess, Scott Disick, is apparently not very popular with his neighbors.
Really?
In Touch magazine reports that Scott Disick is rude to everyone in the neighborhood, flips them off quite often, yells at them, and is known for driving his Lamborghini too fast up and down the streets while the kids are playing in that neighborhood. How does Scott Disick driving a Lamborghini, by the way?
Isn't he just an a-hole in every way?
Yes.
It's hard to sum. I mean, there's two sides to everybody, not to him.
Right.
There just isn't.
TMZ.com is reporting that Jesse James has gotten sole custody of his daughter, Sunny. And he will be taking her to Austin, Texas, where he's going to be living. His ex-wife, former porn star Janine Lindemuller, was not pleased with the ruling in an Orange County courtroom yesterday, where she sobbed upon hearing the news and then started screaming in the court, "I'll move! I'll move!" Oh, I guess it's saying that she will move to Texas as well to follow them to their new homes.
Good times.
Apparently, she will have custody of Sonny until school starts, and then Jesse will take physical custody. And Jesse reportedly is moving to Austin, Texas to be closer to his ex, Sandra Bullock. Hmm. So that's going to be awkward on
good times all around.
Yeah. Kevin, you can finally relax. Right. MTV has announced they have sealed the deal with all the Jersey Shore cast members.
Oh, I was so worried.
Situation and Pauly D were the last to sign, but now Nicole Snooki Polizzi, JWoww, Sammy, Ronnie, Vinny, the whole cast have re-signed for season 3 of the reality show, or season 2.B, or 2.0, or whatever they were calling it. So they start filming this week. Season 2 begins a week from tonight, by the way. June 29th is when you can start watching that.
Big viewing party at Bean's house. Very exciting.
I'm sure.
Now, you don't have to start watching it, right? You can if you choose to, but it's not required, right?
You must.
You have to. How do you not watch that?
Well, and did I mention I'll be hanging out with Angelina Jolie this afternoon?
Yes, you did.
You mentioned that, but I don't know that it's possible to mention it enough.
We're going to be talking about her new film, Salt, and she's right. doing a promotional panel today during the Comic-Con. We're going to be opening up for Q&A and talking to her and the director. And I thought it was interesting because the movie hasn't even opened yet. It opens tomorrow in theaters everywhere. And FX has already purchased the film to show on their network sometime in late 2012.
I'm just going to wait and see it then.
No, don't.
That's not the point.
I'd rather see it on cable with commercials in 2 years. Why go see it in the theater this weekend?
You know, who co-stars with that film is Liev Schreiber, who's also brilliant.
Yeah.
And the footage that I've seen, it's spectacular. The stunt work that she does, that she personally does, is really impressive.
I have heard from somebody who saw the movie that, and this is hard to believe, she has never looked better.
No kidding.
Honestly, wow. Somebody saw it and said, it's unbelievable how she looks. So, all right. Good times.
She looked better today back in my hotel room.
I will clean up my bank account and give you every penny if that happens, Ralph. You will have earned
it. But, Ralph, you'll also have a room full of children from all over the world.
That's true.
You ready for that?
No, I think Brad's watching the kids.
All right.
Okay. Bean is going to clean out his bank account and give me all his money if I bet Angelina Jolie.
That's correct.
Yes,
knowing
I will.
How cheap Bean is, how much money do you think he has in his bank accounts?
I don't know.
It's a win-win for you to get the girl and the cash. Let me just say that.
It'd be like Scrooge McDuck. You open up his vault, it's just big piles of gold coins and bags with dollar signs on them just stacked the place.
He said bank account. Bean's got like stuff hidden under the ground.
I'm sure.
I mean, you know, like offshore bodies. Accounts. Yeah.
Take a look today. Celebrity birthdays. Alex Trebek, host of Jeopardy, is 70 years old today. Singer George Clinton celebrates his 69th birthday. Don Henley is 63. Danny Glover, also 63. Willem Dafoe turns 55 years old today.
Apparently there's now, I haven't seen it yet, but there's a post at KevinAmin.com about our conversation earlier today, Ralph.
Yes, that's why I'm laughing, because no one agrees with you that Willem Dafoe looks like Adam Carolla.
I'm just saying.
Keith Sweat is 49.
That's so stupid.
Actor comedian David Spade is 46, as is actor John Leguizamo.
Angelina Jolie looks more like Adam Carolla.
And the legendary DJ Z-Trip celebrates his birthday today as well. He is 39 years old today.
Who's ever heard of that guy?
Unfortunately, apparently his new hire is a Rick douchebag. That's the only problem. So.
Let me just say, on a serious note, we are saying goodbye to a member of the Kevin and Bean family today, a name you probably haven't heard, but he is the one responsible for getting this show to our many affiliates across the United States. His name is Jose, and how about a round of applause for Jose, who really has done a great job for us for a year and a half now.
That guy. He's a short timer, and he's quitting.
But he just can't take it anymore. He literally is going to have a breakdown or go on a shooting spree if he doesn't get off this show. So Jose is leaving us today, and we're sad to see him go.
And we feel you, brother.
We think his replacement is going to be better, though, because it's a deaf guy they've hired. So he'll probably last longer in the job than Jose did.
How will that deaf guy talk, Lisa?
I don't know. That.
Right.
Not a guy with his tongue ripped out. He's just deaf.
You don't know.
That's true.
We don't know for sure.
That's true.
I create him the way I want.
You know, I'll tell you something about San Diego. If I was going to live anywhere in the state of California, I think I'd have to pick this city.
It is an amazing city. Yeah,
it's an amazing, gorgeous city. And I'll tell you something.
All except for this weekend.
I'll tell you something else. It's a little chilly out today. It's gray. It's raining here in San Diego. And yet, everywhere I go, happy, still happening. Everywhere I go.
Is that right?
How about that?
happy is still happy.
Even in the rain?
Even in the rain.
Wow.
That's how great this city is.
I didn't realize that.
So I'm looking forward to the rest of the weekend. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, we will all be in San Diego. We will be broadcasting live. We've got the movie beat because it's Friday. Kevin Smith will stop by on site. We've got Ralph interviewing Michael C. Hall, Dexter himself.
Very cool.
Very excited. I'm sorry, just in.
And now another late-breaking, shocking update on Lindsay Lohan in jail.
Access has learned from a source Lindsay was not required to remove her hair extensions.
That was a late-breaking, shocking update on Lindsay Lohan in jail.
Also, tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, we have G4's Adam Sessler talking video games. We have Seth Green talking robot chicken. We have Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg talking about Green Hornet. And we have a little fellow by the name of Will Ferrell and Adam McKay talking about the other guys. All on tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean Show.
Wow. Don't go away. Cat Corbett is up next with 40 minutes nonstop karaoke, including the unfortunately named Anne Berlin in their new song Impossible. Also, some Weezer, Rise Against Coldplay, and more next after.